AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. On Capitol Hill, the highest-ranking U.S. diplomat in Ukraine, William Taylor, testified. A staff member overheard President Trump on the phone ask another ambassador about the investigations he wanted Ukraine's leader to conduct. Taylor testified on the first day of public testimony in the impeachment inquiry.
It's one thing to try to leverage a meeting in the White House. It's another thing, I thought, to leverage security assistance to a country at war.
President Trump is accused of trying to trade aid for investigations by Ukraine into Joe Biden and the Democrats. Republican Jim Jordan says this is the Democrats' latest attempt after the Mueller report failed to get President Trump.
The American people see through all this. They understand the facts support the president. They understand this process is unfair. And they see through the whole darn sham.
The leader of the inquiry, California Democrat Adam Schiff, calls this a big test.
Our answer to these questions will affect not only the future of this presidency, but the future of the presidency itself, and what kind of conduct or misconduct the American people may come to expect from their commander-in-chief.
President Trump has said he is not watching the inquiry. He has been meeting with Turkey's President Erdogan.
I think we've had a very successful meeting.
Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell is hinting interest rates won't be cut in the coming months unless the economy shows signs of worsening.
We'll be monitoring the effects of our policy actions along with other information bearing on the outlook as we assess the appropriate path of the target range for the funds rate.
One of three people has been identified who died in an overnight fire in central Indiana. Firefighters know the flames spread quickly, and two space heaters were being used in a home during a frigid night in Martinsville, Indiana, outside of Indianapolis. This is AP News. Attorney General William Barr is in Memphis to announce a new initiative to stop gun crimes.
The new program is dubbed Project Guardian. This operational initiative from the Justice Department emphasizes better enforcement of gun background checks, coordinating state and federal gun cases, and pushes prosecutors to update databases in a more timely fashion when a defendant can't possess a firearm because of mental health issues. He says the program will strengthen efforts to reduce gun violence by targeting offenders who use guns in crimes and those who try to buy guns illegally. Barr says the operational initiative has the full support of the president, but says legislative aspects of gun control have been sidetracked by the impeachment process on Capitol Hill. I'm Jennifer King.
Facebook says it has removed 3.2 billion fake accounts from its service from April to September, a slight increase compared to the previous 6 months. Nearly all of the bogus accounts were caught before they had a chance to become active users of Facebook, so they are not counted in the user figures that the company reports regularly. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.